USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate narrowly approved a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill Saturday as President Biden and his Democratic allies notched a victory they called crucial for hoisting the country out of the pandemic and economic strains. All Republicans in attendance rejected the bloated bill on a 50-49 party line vote. Congress is waiting for the paperwork from the Senate to do one last vote before going into law. Jury selection in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd, was delayed Monday as prosecutors asked an appeals court to weigh in on a district judge's ruling that jury selection may proceed while appeals over charges are still pending. Chauvin's defense team says Floyd had drugs in his mouth he swallowed at the time of his arrest, leading to an overdose. 14 games are scheduled for Major League Baseball spring training. Tickets are available for most games as they will be played in Arizona and Florida. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
If you thought February was cold, you're right. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The United States is recording its coldest February temperatures in more than 30 years. A report from NOAA shows last month saw the lowest February temperatures the nation had since 1989. This February ranked among the top 10 coldest Februaries recorded in Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. The weather was especially brutal in Texas, where dozens of people died from extreme cold, snow, and ice.
The lowest natural temperature ever recorded on Earth is minus 89.2 degrees Celsius, or minus 128.6 degrees Fahrenheit. It happened at the Soviet Vostok Station in Antarctica in July of 1983. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on Monday signed a Republican-backed law, SF-413, to limit absentee voting, shorten early voting, and close the polls earlier on Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California retail stores may be asked to eliminate separate sections for boys' and girls' toys, clothing, and child care items if a bill introduced last month by Democrats in the California state legislature becomes law. The bill, co-authored by Democrat Assembly members Evan Lowe and Christina Garcia, said it would require retail department stores with 500 or more employees to maintain undivided areas of its sales floor where the majority of items being offered are displayed, regardless of whether they're an item traditionally marked for either boys or girls. The bill proposes fines up to $1,000 for stores that do not comply. Gasoline prices under President Biden's leadership will continue to go through the roof. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
That 5-cent increase makes it up to a national average of $2.77, which is 32 cents higher than a month ago and 40 cents higher than a year ago. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, motorists will soon see even higher prices.
Motorists can expect gas prices to continue inching ahead in the next week thanks to the continued rise in oil, and it does not look to end anytime soon as refiners soon begin to start switching to seasonal blends of gasoline mandated in the U.S. across the warmer months.
Across the country, Mississippi has the lowest prices at $2.42 a gallon, while California continues to be the highest at $3.74.
Crude oil prices, not demand, is driving up costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.